Matt Greenwood wrapping up KJS Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, speaking to Megan Fortner. She's a javelin thrower at Northwest High School and a stud, if we're being honest here. As at the state meet this past weekend, she threw the javelin 158 feet, which is a state record across all classes. There are five of them, so that is a lot of athletes, a lot of spears being thrown, and hers going the furthest in state history. And I know, Megan, that that the sport is sort of brand new to Missouri. Just a couple of years ago, it got introduced to athletes and a chance for you guys to be a part of it. Before we sort of talk about the achievement, what made you get into javelin? Why that sport? Why that option?
Well, I've always played soccer, and I played my first 2 years, and then I decided that I wanted to try something new and go away from the team sport and go to an individual sport, so I thought track would be a perfect idea.
Now, throwing a spear, it sounds pretty cool. How cool is it to have it and launch it as far as you can?
It's actually really awesome. Like, it sounds cool, and it's even cooler to actually be able to do it.
Let's talk about the accomplishment, because not a lot of girls can say, hey, I've thrown the javelin the furthest in state history, but you can certainly say that. Another achievement of yours in regards to that throw is you have the fifth best throw nationally as well. Kind of how are you taking this all in, these achievements of yours?
Honestly, it was pretty crazy for me. Like, when I first started, I never thought that I would even place at state, and then to like get first and to be like the top right now is like absolutely crazy, because it's like I've come like a long way from where I first started.
I know Glenn House is your track and field coach. Does he help you out in the javelin, or is there someone else involved in that?
Yeah, he's the head coach, but he's also the javelin coach. He's the one that works with me.
What's it like to be able to work with him, and how much of an impact has he had on your ability to, you know, extend that distance, if you will?
It's been really cool to work with him and to, like, have him help me through this whole thing, and obviously also going to all the camps that I went to.
Yeah, let's talk about those camps, because you and I were talking before we started this interview that you've been to the Brittany Borman camps before, and for those not familiar, she's a Festus High School grad, an Olympian javelin thrower as well, and you know, representing Team USA in 2012, 13, 15, and 16. And you were telling me you've been to a few of her camps. So what's that experience like?
It was awesome, because I like went there, and I went there my first year not knowing much. And then like just from the 4 hours that I was there, I learned a whole new like way to throw it. And like just seeing her be able to throw it that far, I was like, holy crap. And like, she was very knowledgeable and very like good to work with.
I thoroughly enjoy your reaction to that. Now, I know she's going to be in town at Hillsborough High School this weekend for a couple more sessions to basically give, you know, some more training and tips to the javelin throwers around here like yourself that are interested in continuing to get better. How much would you say, you know, going to this camp, or how would you encourage, or you know, these athletes around here, how much would you encourage them to go and get that experience?
I would highly recommend it. Like, anyone who would ask me about it, I would say go. Like, I wouldn't even think twice about it, because that is where I learned most of my stuff from, and, like, it was awesome.
All right, very cool. Now, I know you probably found out pretty soon after you threw the javelin 158 feet for a state record that it was actually a state record. Who broke the news to you?
My coach was standing there, and then once we, like, figured out how far I threw and all of that, he came back over a couple minutes later, and he was like, you're the furthest out of everyone. Like, that was just, like, crazy to me, because I was like, there's no way. And then all the results came back, and it really was.
Hey, that's pretty awesome. And then what about finding out nationally that you had the fifth longest throw of all the high school javelin throwers in the nation?
Yeah, that was crazy. I saw him tweet that out, and I was like, is he talking about me? And then I like texted him, and he was. And I was like, that's absolutely insane.
Hey, that is really cool. Now, I know you're going to be breaking a lot of college hearts around here or just in general, because you have decided that softball is actually where you're going to continue your athletic career, and you're going to be taking your talents to Jacksonville State. So talk about that decision to do that.
I committed to play softball my sophomore year at Jacksonville, and I didn't even think about doing track before that. And, I mean, I'm really excited to go play softball. It's been so long since I've played, so I'm definitely ready to get that going.
Now, I am familiar with your brother, Seth, who was the quarterback for Northwest this past season and also a guy on the basketball team. And if I remember correctly, I saw a tweet from somebody that's associated with Northwest talking about how it's been a great pleasure to coach five Fortners. Did I read that correctly?
Yes, you did. We all five went there.
Okay, so what's that like to be a part of the athletic family?
It's awesome. Especially to be the youngest one to come through. Like, I had a lot. All my sisters and Seth, they were, amazing at everything that they did, and all the coaches loved them. So for me to be able to look up to them and then be the last one to come through was really special.
How has your family received this news, Megan, that you have the longest throw in the state and fifth longest throw in the nation?
Yes, they have.
How excited have they been for you?
They were all so excited. And then, we were all kind of surprised, too. You just started this, and, what? And then they're like, it was really great.
All right, very cool, very cool. Well, when it comes to continuing your athletic career, like I said, you are going for softball. What do you hope to accomplish as a member of Jacksonville State?
I just want to, I hope that I can just get there and do my best like I've done throughout my high school, just to continue this. The best is yet to come, hopefully, for me.
And when do you wind up packing your things up and heading that way?
I report to Jacksonville August 16th.
August 16th, okay, right before the school year begins, I assume, or pretty soon beforehand.
Yeah, a couple days before.
All right, and I asked you this before we started the interview as well. Are you done throwing the javelin? And your answer to that was?
I have one more meet with the Jefferson County Jets in New Mexico, and then I will be done with it.
All right, very well. Well, like I said, I'm pretty sure a lot of colleges are disappointed that you're not continuing in the javelin because obviously you're pretty good at it. But obviously you're pretty good at softball as well, and that's why you've chosen to continue your career at Jacksonville State. So, Megan, congratulations on all fronts, on all of your successes. And before I let you go, just your overall thoughts as to your time at Northwest.
It's been absolutely amazing, and it was the best 4 years so far, and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
All right, very well. Again, Megan Fortner of Northwest High School out in Cedar Hill, and threw the javelin 158 feet, a state record, and her 158-foot throw also fifth best in the nation. So, Megan, congratulations once again, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right, that's it for KJ Sports Talk. Have a good rest of your Tuesday night.